On December 31st, 2006, the province of Ontario released a revised version of its Ontario Building Code. The changes are so extensive that the building authority advised builders to throw away the old copy of their book and start fresh with a brand new one, instead of just adding revisions to the existing book. Normally they'll mail you a few pages with some minor modifications. This time they said throw the whole thing in the garbage, buy a new one, or you'll be left behind. Almost every single page in a 3-inch binder had at least one change on it. Some pages, most pages actually, had several. And on April 1st, the new code book will take effect, demanding full compliance. So over the last few weeks, I've been trying to become familiar with the changes and how they will affect me and the company that I work for. And as usual, the language that is used in this government-inspired word fest is vague at times and subject to the interpretation of the individual, which, believe it or not, is actually a good thing for builders. Because if you can argue interpretation on a specific point, then you can argue and get away with bending it just a little bit if you need to. And believe you me, we need to. So as we were discussing this one change that I discovered in our office, someone questioned me on my interpretation of a particular paragraph. I stopped immediately and opened the book so we could both reread it. So as I look back on the incident that evening, I considered my reaction to his question. I had absolutely no confidence in my interpretation of what I had just read hours before. I thought I understood it, but when somebody questioned me on it, when push came to shove, you know, I really just wasn't that sure that I read it right. So we both went back and we reread it. As we prepare for Passover, let's take a moment to review just how confident we, as individuals, are in our understanding of Scripture, how confident we can be in our understanding of Scripture, and where that understanding and confidence should be coming from. If you'll please turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. It's a verse that we all know very well. Reading in the Old King James, it says, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Study in this verse, according to Strong's, means to be diligent or to make an earnest effort or to labor. Approved means properly acceptable. And dividing means to dissect correctly. One of the keys to having confidence in understanding is to put forth the effort that is required. We must have more than just a vague familiarity with the Word of God. It must be knowledge that is gained from this diligent effort that Paul talks about in his letter to Timothy. If you refer back to my example of this new building code that's being implemented here in Ontario, by the end of July, I will have had dozens and dozens of conversations about this new book. I will have read it and reread it dozens of times. I will put a great deal of effort into it because I have to understand it. It's my job to understand it. We have to understand the Word of God. It is our job to understand the Word of God. It will be our job to teach the Word of God. We will not be able to teach this truth if we do not know it to be truth, if we do not understand it to be truth, and if we do not have confidence in our understanding and our interpretation of it. Now, of course, we have an advantage in this understanding compared to understanding a book written by mere men, because the Word of God is perfect, it is timeless, it is solid, and it is unchanging. It's not revised annually or at any other time. There are no gray areas waiting to be exploited by a clever word or slant, although many have tried. Many have twisted the Word of God to make it say things that it just does not say. But in the end, the Word of God stands as it has always stood. So how confident should we be in our understanding of God's Word? Let's turn for a minute to 1 Peter chapter 3. Another scripture that we know very well. 1 Peter chapter 3 and in verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and with fear. If we are always ready to give an answer, then we have much more than just a basic familiarity with Scripture. It is an understanding that comes from the kind of studying that we just read about back in 2 Timothy. A number of years ago, I knew a young man that could recite scriptures from memory all day long, if you would stand there and listen long enough. He could rhyme off scripture after scripture, verse after verse. So every year around the spring holidays or the fall festivals, when the subject of religion would come up inevitably, he would start rhyming off scriptures as long as I would listen. He had memorized hundreds and hundreds of verses. It's quite impressive, actually. Very impressive. So one day, I finally just asked him, so what's it all mean? You can stand there and you could almost read the Bible back to me from memory, but what does it all mean? What do you do with it? What's the point? And he just stood there with a blank stare, and it was the last time we ever discussed it. He didn't know what any of it meant. He knew what it said, but he didn't have a clue what it was talking about. Memorizing verses is much more than a basic familiarity with Scripture. But it still isn't enough, is it? The understanding has to come from something else, which we all know, and we're going to read about it back in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We're going to pick it up starting in verse 9. Once I find it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have any entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak not in words, which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Our understanding of the Word of God is only possible through the Spirit of God. It is the Spirit, coupled with our diligent efforts that we talked about back in Timothy, that gives us the confidence to give an answer if someone is to ask a question. It is this confidence that will be required in order to teach it to others. Over the next several months, I'm sure that I will be discussing our new building code book with many people that I work with. We will be discussing the language that is used and all the different ways that it could be interpreted. We will probably be questioning each other's interpretation during those discussions. And as we do, I will be reminded that the Word of God is perfect and it's unchanging. It was written right the first time. It too may be misunderstood, but with the Spirit of God working on the interpretation, it cannot and will not be compromised. If we are confident in nothing else, we can be confident in that.